Yes, good morning or good evening, as the case may be in Europe. I'm a little bit confused whether I should be speaking in Farsi or in English, but I'll just go ahead. I'd like to make a few short comments, really, and I apologize for the equipment failure that prevented me from joining the discussion earlier. The first point that I think is important for us to bear in mind is that this whole issue is being framed, and somewhat understandably so, I guess, as an issue between Iran versus the international community, and actually is getting framed more so by the proponents of what I would call the nuclear weapons program, in contrast to the nuclear energy program within the Iranian government, as an issue between Iran's national rights and vis-a-vis the U.S. and Israel, so to speak. I think it would be important for us to bear in mind that this issue needs to be framed first and foremost as an internal policy debate within the Iranian society and the Iranian public opinion, in fact. Fact of the matter remains, and I think a lot of the participants in the panel, I think, pointed this out. For the production of nuclear energy, we really don't need two other programs, and that is the enrichment of uranium and the reprocessing of the spent fuel that is left behind after the production of the energy. And actually, two-thirds of the countries, producing countries, of the 31 countries in the world that are producing the atomic and nuclear energy, refuse and refrain from getting involved in these two other programs, which are separate programs. So therefore, it really does need, I mean, it behooves us to frame this as an internal policy debate. And given the consequences and the costs that are possibly lay ahead for us, it really behooves us to be able to have a rigorous and free debate on a national level. And the whole issue begs the introduction of the Iranian public opinion into the equation. Otherwise, we will be left by two actors on the international scene that will then decide the fate of a country such as Iran. So that is the number one point that I wanted to bring out. The second one is that we should not really try to confuse the issue, but try to actually simplify and clarify as much as possible. I do think that the irreducible factors in the current crisis, even within that domain of Iran versus the international community, is not the nuclear energy program, but the nuclear weapons program. Really, and it just doesn't do to say that the line between them is blurry enough. There's been ample, I wouldn't call it evidence, but indication, so to speak, that there is a rogue program within Iranian governmental circles is linked to the weapons program. And I think the irreducible factor in the crisis really remains that and not the energy program. Otherwise, there's been a lot of opportunities offered, and it still is being offered to the Islamic Republic that will, in fact, enhance the nuclear energy program. And I think a lot of people spoke to that when they talked about the Saadat negotiations and the offers that were on the table, especially by the three European foreign ministers. Those were proposals that would actually enhance the energy program in Iran and at the same time giving assurances against the nuclear weapons program. And it goes again to the heart of the fact that Iran in today's world does not need to have an enrichment program, nor is it economically justified. And much more important for our own purposes, in terms of the hazards and all kinds of other stuff that is right there, it's really not a justifiable program to insist on. in the first place. But the last point that I would like to kind of offer here is this, and it again speaks to the first one that I brought out, and that this does need to be framed within an internal policy debate format, and that is when we speak to the fact that what others, given the U.S.'s position, let's say, the U.S. administration's position, or the Europeans, vis-a-vis this whole affair is, it really doesn't matter. I don't think we should fall into that area whereby we try to position ourselves against or for a position that is taken by the international community or these countries. This policy is a wrong one. It's detrimental to Iran's strategic national interests, and most definitely its security requirements. And the initiative and the deciding factor will be within Iran's behavior in this respect. It doesn't matter whether people outside of it have good intentions or bad intentions. If they have good intentions and they have justifiable, so to speak, or understandable grievances and issues, well, you know, doing away with the enrichment program and reprocessing program and accepting the proposals laid forth by the European countries and actually, you know, again by another candidate, presidential candidate in the United States, John Kerry, would alleviate the whole problem. And even if they have, so to speak, non-good faith intentions, again, it will remove the basis and the environment and the excuses, so to speak, that may go towards developing a coalition against Iran's national and security requirements. So either way, it really is not an issue whether people outside of Iran, so to speak, or forces outside of Iran, whether they have good or bad intentions. And then we shouldn't, I think, preoccupy ourselves with that line of reasoning, because in either case, the response is the one and the same, and it parallels what our national interest and security requirements also point out to us. That's it, and thank you for the time.